Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lowe's.
A lot of action today, John.
Oh, we were enjoying Christina Liu's birthday after having a wonderful, wonderful morning with both Dennis Collins and Sherry Batone.
Oh,
and
Mr. Now, Dad Tom. Birthday
in the world. I have never met anyone
we're
who celebrated her birthday more days of the year.
I thought it was over.
And now we have Dan Cox, who's the director of the radio.
Totally
I also gain about 2 pounds of the year around this time.
I said they were really breaking a lot of rules today.
All right.
I was like, oh, my God.
Gift because I didn't know what day.
It's all right. Listen, apparently we just keep going, so it's fine.
Wow, we're so just you can't do the countdown anymore, John. It's just every day.
But we're adding one more person, and that's Bunny. But Bunny hasn't spoken.
Yeah. That's
I have a question for you, and I mean it sincerely because I. Does everybody call you Bunny?
Yeah. Oh, pretty much.
I said Bunny, but then I was like hesitant once because I didn't know if that was like, you know.
Project Independence, I use Bernadette, but with amongst friends and people who know me, it's Bunny, right? Yeah.
So now, let's get personal. What's it like living with him?
Okay, that's enough. No, very interesting. He's involved in everything, as you know.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But, you know.
Interesting. That's a nice way of saying it.
No, but two of them really, I mean, like I said, I've known them now for like it's over 10 years since I started with PI. And I just always, I mean, and I always talk to Jay about them. I said, Otto and Bunny are goals. You know, they are, you know, because the two of them, because my mom always said to me, you know, be friends with who you're with. And these two are clearly friends. They do so much together. And they really do a lot of wonderful things and their involvement with PI. So you guys are certainly my favorite couple around.
Yeah, he's the organizer.
that's right. There always needs to be one.
And I go along.
That's right.
But that's 100% fine. Because, you know, there has to be one organizer.
Right.
There has to be one this and one that. And
right.
And
it's a yin and yang.
What you just said. Because at a certain point in life, if you're not friends, why bother? You
true.
Know,
we're
early years, you have kids, you can be busy enough to just distract yourself. They're like, oh, it's you.
No, but it's really true because I'm not always stuck on the. My mom said that because unfortunately, me and your father were never friends. That's neither here nor there. But but she was saying how important that really is. You know, and that always stuck with me.
You know, we are friends.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. Usually.
Well, that's fine, too. I mean, it's
and they are, the two of them are, you know, I don't know if our audience knows, but they're like the real-life Brady Bunch also, which is really exciting.
Well, I told somebody recently, it was my wife, and there was somebody else at the table, and I think you met my wife.
Yes, Stephanie.
Okay. I said, that's amazing. What's amazing? Otto and Bunny, I said, they're married for almost 80 years. I think you said,
well,
she said, you're mine.
If you add it up.
And I said, when you put it all together, it's the Brady Bunch that is tremendous.
Well, you know, we talked earlier with Dennis and whatnot about attitude, and I think that comes down to our situation. Bunny's husband was 30, how old, Bill, when he
34.
Died? 34. Oh. My wife was 40. She had three small kids. I had three small kids. You know, we had a hurdle.
Right.
You know, and you know, you kind of have, you really have to take that one day at a time. You know, the whole process before when her spouse Bill was dying, my wife was dying. We didn't know each other. Ironically, we got fixed up on a blind date by my first wife's sister, who lived next door to her high school girlfriend.
My best friend.
In Levittown.
And, it's like all connected.
Yeah. They were neighbors. And,
so they thought it would be a fit.
Well, clearly
actually,
they were
she gave
something.
Me two choices. Of
well, you chose the right way.
Me, no.
Certainly chose the right one. And, no, but it's really...
And we'd be the first to tell you that putting a blended family together is not an easy task.
Not easy.
When we started, there were 8 grandparents in the picture. And,
oh, I forgot that part of it.
It's yeah, I mean, it's just,
right?
it's a, we will be, and we will also be the first to admit that.
And your grandparents, and
well, ultimately, we will admit also that we wound up for counseling. which I don't consider a sign of weakness at all.
No, we're not.
You know, you need advice. You need help.
I'm a third person. You know,
I thought you meant how to use a gun. I'm sorry.
Well, you have six children who all have lost.
What, I'm being nosy. What are the ages?
When we got married, yeah. They were 6.5 through 10.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Well, that means we had 6 teenagers also at the same time.
No, but I always say,
three girls, all right?
But can you imagine they were all teenagers? Or like, say, yeah.
And they were all, and they were teenagers.
We had a lot of fun. In quotes.
But you guys got through it and certainly came out laughing, which I think is certainly the most important. And like I said, I laugh because all my friends know who Otto and Bunny
are.
It's just like it flows. I'm like, let me tell you about these
but
two.
But this is you and Dennis.
Yeah.
And you is what makes the world the way it's supposed to be. Because when you go to the other
and
trash,
you,
like,
my
why,
dear.
Why bother with that stuff? I when I see people doing stuff, it makes me nuts today. Like, there's no respect.
No.
And if you don't have respect for each other, then the kids aren't having respect. Like I was saying, honestly, very seriously, the parent sends it down. 9 out of 10 times, not 100%. You can get good kids and bad parents.
You can
have wonderful parents and a bad boy or girl. But on balance.
Stuff happens, as they say. I mean, exactly. Some of it doesn't work out. You know, we're not going to tell you that we went through
perfect.
With
but you know what,
Otto,
it's what you said about, you know, you have to work. For something you care in and believe in, you have to work towards it.
Right.
You know, because, and that's with anything, because I was even looking at, you know, the friendship with, you know, Dennis and his wife and the two of you. You know, it's all these years of friendship, and certainly I really value my friendships. And I'm always the one, because, you know, it's hard now. People are married, people have kids, people live different places, you know. We're not teenagers anymore that all live on the same block. You know, so it really takes so much work. And my friends always say that they're so happy that I really always make such an effort. Because they said, it's fine. Me and Jay, we're at a point in our lives. We can drive around and drive to this one, visit them and their children, drive there. And so it's so important to me. But, you know, you need to work on these things.
I agree 1,000%.
If you care about it, you need to work to do it.
There are some friends where, you know, if you don't call them,
you'll never hear from them.
All right?
Right.
So you kind of say, okay, I'll accept that.
Right.
That's part of the deal.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And,
Right, you either accept it or you can't accept it. And I know that I'm always the person that's going to, you know, try and keep everyone, because I laugh.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my friends are like, you know, if you didn't throw these parties, like, none of us would ever, like, all get to be together. And I was like, well, it's so important for me because I'm a firm believer in, I tell my friends, when you're old and gray, who are you going to call when you want to remember who has memories of, you know, a picture of something? I was like, so it's certainly things that are important to me.
Well, I think you've got the right attitude, because as you get older, you hopefully develop new friends, but you reality is you can't go back to when you were 20 years old with somebody who wasn't there with you when you were 20 years old. You know, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's
like
just
that.
Different. You know, there's different friends for different reasons, obviously. But you know, when it's a friend that you've known,
my train ride analogy. You know, you're taking a train ride. You've got people who are on it when you're 20 years old, and they get off for a variety of reasons. New people get on the train, and some of them stay on the train ride all the way to the end, basically.
Yep. Right.
And some come back on and get off and whatever.
Absolutely. So you just, it's really, but it is, like you said, the ongoing theme of this show is certainly, it takes work to be positive and to be happy, and, you know, life is short, and you got to choose to do those things. And today was a great, I'm feeling so happy. I can't wait to go up my weekend. I'm going to call my whole family when I come out and just tell them how great it was. It was really wonderful.
Otto and I planned this birthday perfectly.
It was perfect.
And I certainly feel very, very blessed.
Hours on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Come on. We were exhausted, but whatever.
It's really a blessing. And I'm very thankful you're all in my lives. And I just want to give a quick shout out to this weekend. Springfest is tomorrow,
this weekend?
May 4th, Clark Botanic Garden, 12 to 5. I think the weather's supposed to be nice during that time period. So definitely check it out. Great for the whole family.
Happy birthday, Christina. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Have a great weekend, everybody.